Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis. The Tigers opened Southeastern Conference play last weekend with a 4-1 win at Ole Miss. It's a busy spring break week for the Tigers. Auburn has added matches on Tuesday against UAB and Mississippi Valley State before going on the road for a tough weekend, a series, a trip at Tennessee and at Georgia. Joined now by Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds. Congratulations on the SEC opening win, coach, against Ole Miss in Oxford.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a tough one. Obviously, it's a tough place to play. And really, the conditions didn't favor us too much either. You know, we showed up and practiced outdoors on Thursday, looking like the weather was going to be fine on Friday. And then wake up, it's a little wet and, you know, drizzly and, you know, just those wet, damp conditions that really never change. So, you know, we were able to hit inside for about an hour in the morning on Friday, grab some lunch, and then, you know, had to go indoors at 3 o'clock. So, you know, I think all in all, I think our team is a better outdoor team, you know, from 1 to 6. And obviously their courts were a little bit quicker on the indoors and, you know, loud environment you know, having to go back and play that aggressive, quick offensive tennis that suits people that take first strike. So it was really good to get out of there with that 4-1 win. And we had a lot of opportunities to kind of close it out earlier. But all in all, you know, our guys fought through to the end and were able to get the W.
Talk just about a couple keys to that win in Oxford. You got off to a good start and got the doubles point right off the bat.
Yeah, the doubles was huge, you know, to come in. And like I said, I think our threes are clicking really, really well with Tyler Stice and Will Nolan, who've, you know, played 4 or 5 matches together, but really have been able to get their win on the board very quickly, which helps out with the pressure and the momentum at 1 and 2. Raul and Finn, you know, what a great win at 1, also against a team that has done very, very well for Ole Miss. Not only just this year, but over the years, you know, we've had a tough time with Engelhardt and Slavich as doubles players. So to get that dubs win was huge. And then really to get into the singles, you know, and get those first set wins that we did on, 4 and 6 and 5 and 3. Sorry, I had to think through it there for a second. We were down sets on 1 and 2 with Raul and Tyler, but you know, I think I give credit to Tyler. As I said, you know, last week he's had trouble with Slavich at times, and to play him indoors, man, the guy just bomb serves and rips first balls. So Tyler did an unbelievable job of just hanging around in that second set. And I told him that. I went over there at one point, was like, hey, I just need you to fight through this set and see what you can get. And he was able to win that second set. And I think that was huge for our younger guys to look over and see him just playing with emotion. And get into that third set and extend the match, which allowed, obviously, Moreno had match points at in the second set at 5-4, then had chances to close him out in the tiebreaker and didn't do it. You know, so he goes into a third set while Nicholas Hang at 5, lost the first set, won the second set, got up big in the third set, you know, had some of those freshman moments that are understandable and trying to close out matches in your first SEC appearance and ended up taking, you know, 6 or 7 match points to finally get it done in the tiebreaker. But you know, that's huge to be able to extend matches when we can, and they did a great job of that.
All right, it sets up a very busy week. You've added 2 matches at the Yarbrough Tennis Center set for Tuesday. The Tigers will host UAB at 10 and then Mississippi Valley State at 1. Just trying to fill in the schedule, I'm guessing, coach.
Yeah, you know, we're when we had the flu and we had to cancel that match earlier in the spring. And we were supposed to go to Tulane on Wednesday of this week. Talking with that coach there, you know, obviously he was okay with us just postponing and we'll play him next year. But just looking at it from a schedule standpoint, that would have been a lot of trouble for our guys to leave, you know, today, go down to Tulane, play him on Wednesday, then fly to Knoxville and play Friday and then go to Georgia on Sunday. So we scrapped that, and I was able to obviously pick up a UAB match in Mississippi Valley on Tuesday and just allow our guys to continue to compete, but compete while we're at home, you know, and it's not as much strenuous with the travel, but we're still staying in that groove of playing competitive matches.
All right. Those two matches at the Yarborough Tennis Center on Tuesday, then back on the road in SEC play. SEC didn't do you a lot of favors with three straight matches to open the conference year, and a tough, tough road swing as well as you get ready for Tennessee and Georgia, coach, this weekend.
Yeah, it is. It's a tough one. You know, obviously we had success against Tennessee last year, but they're a great team. I mean, they're coming in, I think, in top 10, maybe around 8 or 7 this week. So really, really good at 1 and 2. They have a couple young freshmen playing lower in the lineup. So that'll be a battle, I guess, of guys that we really haven't seen. Some of them coming in mid-year and some of them not even playing too much in the fall throughout college and playing more professional. So a little question marks, I would say, lower in the lineup. And then, yeah, the Georgia playing at Georgia in Athens is always tough. You know, for the last 3-4 years, we've had absolute battles with them and had match points, team match points, you know, and lost some tough ones, 4-3. So I know that's one of the ones on the schedule that our guys want to get, especially for those seniors who haven't been able to overcome the UGA, you know, win. So they want that. That's a huge one for them. And we'll be ready to play. I think we're playing really good tennis. Obviously, as I said, the doubles is starting to click and the pairs are starting to click. So we'll continue there. And then hopefully we're getting some outdoor matches. You know, we play better on slower courts and extending points and, you know, waiting for our opportunity and kind of really grinding our opponents down. That's kind of our motto. So hoping for good weather and to get outside this weekend.
Coach, wish you all the best. Safe travels. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds on This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.